The worst thing that could happen to me ever is losing you or losing Emerald. And the Lord, he's already conquered death. I will be with you and Emerald forever. And if the worst thing that can happen in this life can't happen, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, and when I went to 10X GrowthCon last week, I can't remember which speaker it was. I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said, death is not the worst thing that can happen at all. Because if you die, you go to the next life. The worst thing that can happen is not living up to your potential.
Okay, welcome to the Benj and Sailor Show. Today, we are going to be talking about how we put God first in our business. Now, in our life, there's like three pillars, I would say, that we have. We have God, we have our family, and we have our business. So today, we're going to talk about what we do to make sure that God is always first, and he's always the highest priority over our business. And you will hear Emerald. Hi.
Emerald's running around.
Hi, baby.
Anyways.
She's running around, so you'll hear her in the background, maybe.
And tying right into what Sailor was saying, we are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we're proud, and we're very, very faithful. We go to church every Sunday. We read our scriptures every single day.
We love God, love Christ. God.
We pray every night. We sit down and we pray with Emerald every single night before we go to bed. And she knows how to fold her arms and close her eyes, but it only lasts for what, maybe 5 seconds?
No, one. 1 second. But we try. We try our very best to be the best disciples of Christ that we can. And, you know, this podcast, should we include that we are members of the church? Should we include that we are disciples of Christ? And for half a second, a split second in my mind, I was like, no, because I was just nervous, worried. I don't want to get hate from other people. I don't enjoy having that in my life. But that was a fleeting thought. You know, if we're going to be disciples of Christ, we need to stand up for what we believe at all times and in all places. We need to always be willing to share who we are, and we want to be authentic on our platforms and on here. We want you guys to hear from us about our life, and that's a huge, insanely huge part of our life. And so we are members, and a lot of our doctrine comes from that.
Like I was saying, we're very faithful and we'll stand up for what we believe. And I believe everyone needs to do the same thing. You know, stand up for your beliefs. If you're in a crowd and everyone's saying, do this, you know it's wrong, don't do it. The only person you should need to ever impress in your life is God. He's the most important person. And I posted a video on social media a couple
months ago. It was like very beginning.
Yeah, and it's gotten the most hate texts out of anyone. And it really frustrates me. Not one, because it's not that I don't like people challenging me, but two, it's like everything that they're saying on there was the epitome of the kind of person that Christ does not want us to be. I want people to be Christ-like. I do. I love talking to people who aren't members of the church and talking about Christ. Like it's really, really fun to do that, to find people who still live in the ways of Christ, even though they're part of a different faith. Yeah. But then people talk about, oh, you know, well, you guys talk about a different Christ than that's in the Bible. Well, if you really understood Christ, you'd understand that that's not Christ-like. He wants you to support other followers of him. It doesn't matter if it's different. We believe in the same Christ that is in the Bible. We believe in the same Christ that died on the cross. That is Jesus Christ. And we believe in him. And we believe he's our Savior.
And if you aren't a member of our church, that doesn't mean you aren't a disciple of Christ. It doesn't mean you don't believe in Christ. And we welcome you. We want to be friends with you, right? That's not something where we're like, we only want to be friends with members of our church, right? But we want everyone to know that this is what we believe in, and that this influences the rest of our life. So of course we're going to talk about it. It's our number one priority in our life, is being a disciple of Christ and listening to our Heavenly Father and following his plan.
Yeah, it's daily conversation.
Yeah, daily conversation. It impacts everything.
For those of you guys who know a little bit about our doctrine, we believe that God and Jesus Christ are two separate beings.
Yes.
God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. But God is and Christ are very, very involved in our life. Every month, we set monthly goals at the beginning of the month. And before we set goals, we always pray.
Yeah.
We always pray to God and ask him if we can have his spirit with us. The reason why we want to do that is because he's a third perspective. The best perspective to have there is there.
Yeah, so before we ever set any goals in our life, we always let God know that we are willing and open to what he has to say and how he wants to guide our life. We are in this business, but if he ever wants us to stop doing this, we will do that. If he ever wants us to move somewhere, we'll go and move somewhere. He comes first in our life, and we always want to be humble enough to accept and acknowledge that. And one way that we do that is through every time we set a goal, before we start, we pray together and we ask for his divine help. Can you give me another example of how we include God in our business, Benj?
Yeah. So we go to the temple every month, once a month. In this last general conference we listened to at the beginning of April, there's so many people in there who talked about the importance of temple attendance. At least 30% of the conference was talked about that.
Going off of what you just said, let me read this really quick. This is just some notes that I had from people who spoke to us, a prophet and apostles that spoke to us. But the prophet at the very end, when he was talking about temples, he made some promises to us. And we believe that these promises will be fulfilled if we do what he says. We do believe that he has the power to grant that, and that he's been set apart by God to lead us in these days, and he knows what's best. So he said this, and he's talking about temple attendance. Nothing will help you more to hold fast to the iron rod as worshiping in the temple in the house of the Lord will. And nothing will protect, nothing will help you understand God's plan more, nothing will soothe your spirit more, and nothing will open up the heavens more. Nothing. And that's very paraphrased. That's not a direct quote, but those are just notes that I took down of what he said. But he promised us some very, very powerful things that going to the temple will help us. And when I was listening to that, I was like, holy cow, it's not an option for us not to go. It is needed because we are going through a moment in our life that is very pivotal, that is very crazy, and we don't know what we're doing. Like, we're not perfect. We don't have all the knowledge in the world, but as long as we do what the Lord has asked us to do, we know that we'll be blessed and everything will be taken care of.
I think it's really, really important to just include God in everything. God doesn't care about our business, but he cares about us. And so that's why he cares. So it's important for everyone to understand that God doesn't care about how rich you get. God doesn't care about if you're poor. He just cares about who you're becoming as a person. And he cares about where you're going and what you're doing every day to get there. He wants personal improvement. He values that over anything. And as long as we're pushing hard every day to get to that, then he'll be proud. I was studying the scriptures this morning and it's talking about when we meet before the judgment seat of Christ, that there are going to be some people who Christ will say, you know, I never knew thee. I didn't know you in your life. Or in other words, Joseph Smith has also said, you know, you don't know him. And I don't know which one's worse.
God not knowing you or you not knowing God. Of course, Jesus Christ does know who you are and God does know who you are. But what that story is basically saying is you can't expect God to forgive your sins if it's all in vain or if you don't really believe it, right? Or it's all to just pass by his judgment, right? God doesn't want that. He wants leaders.
He knows the intents of our hearts.
Yeah, he wants people who are true to themselves and who are true to him. Every single day, we're trying more and more to be more like Christ. We're not perfect. There are days when it's hard. It's hard to have faith that God will take care of us. It's not easy, especially with us, what we're doing. It's totally new. A lot of times I wake up and I'm scared. I'm nervous that, you know, because we haven't... I'm nervous about what we're going to accomplish, but I know that the worst thing that could happen to me ever is losing you or losing Emerald. And the Lord, he's already conquered death. I will be with you and Emerald forever. And if the worst thing that can happen in this life can't happen, everything's going to be okay. Satan can't do anything to me.
Yeah. And when I went to 10X GrowthCon last week, I can't remember which speaker it was. I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he said, because he's a Christian guy and he talks about that. He said, death is not the worst thing that can happen at all. Because if you die, you go to the next life, right? Yeah. The worst thing that can happen is not living up to your potential.
And that's what David Goggins says. I've already mentioned this on a different podcast, and I'm not going to go over the story again, but his worst fear is knowing what his potential would have been and not reaching it because of himself. And again, if God tells us, hey, don't do this business. Hey, quit doing this. Move somewhere else. We'll do that. And as long as I can look God in the eyes and I know that I would actually do that if he told me that, I know that we're in good standing and we're doing the right things. That's one way that we include God. I would say another way. What's another way that we include God in our business?
And you already kind of touched on it, Sailor, but more specifically, we pray to make daily decisions. Like rather than just following our routine of our prayers, we need to pray and do this and that. It's when a decision comes across and we don't know what to do, we pray. We ask God. And it's because he is involved and he knows what's going to be best. And so like, for example, we're going to be meeting with marketing agencies soon. And there's so many marketing agencies that could be good. There's so many of them.
Or warehouse and packaging facilities, manufacturers.
It's so hard to make decisions nowadays with all of the options.
Yeah.
And the only way I know we could only make these decisions is if we have God with us.
Well, the right decisions.
the right decisions. And sometimes people don't understand that God, it's not that he won't help you. It's that he just wants you to make the decision for yourself, because there's a reason behind it. There's a reason behind he would let you make those decisions. So trust God with everything. And if you're not receiving an answer, trust him that it is for a reason that you're not.
Yeah. It may be the best decision, but it may be a decision that leads you down to making a lot of mistakes, but learning from that mistake.
I truly believe that God will not stop us from failing. If there was one decision that we had to make today that would stop us from failing in 5 years, but we didn't come up with it and we didn't ask him, I don't think he'd stop that. Because obviously it would depend, but God doesn't look at failure as failure. That's a human thing. God looks at failure as growth and learning.
There are times when failure can be bad, but it's based on who you are and what you choose to do. Yes. You can make mistakes and then you could choose to not get back up, right? Or you can be like Rocky and you can always keep up, getting up, always keep going no matter what. That's on you. And God's not going to make you get up and he's not going to put you down.
Yep.
You do that to yourself.
Yeah. The difference between a winner and a loser isn't whether or not they got the gold medal, whether or not they, when they get knocked down, they just get up and kept going. Even if you didn't get a gold medal, if all you do is just get back on your feet and keep going, because as soon as you stand in front of the judgment bar of God, he will give you a gold medal. And that's the only gold medal that actually matters.
Something else that I do want to bring up too is, you know, the reason why we are starting a business is Ben specifically wants to provide for our family, and he wants to be able to have control of how we live this life and what we're doing with our time and be able to live the kind of life we want to live, right? And I've thought a lot about how we are going to use this business to help others, because it's one thing to provide for your family, but to provide for millions of other people, that is completely different. And we have the opportunity to start an honest, valuable, and a company that is filled with integrity. And I want to create a cute community and have a place of work where people truly get better by being there every day. People truly are in a healthy, not toxic workplace. And as crazy as that may sound, I do believe that is so important, because when you were working not here, where were you working out before? You were there more than you were with me. And that influenced you more than I did. And it's so important. But not only that, one thing that I want to do is I want to take the portion of the amount of money that we make and I want to donate it or start something where we find a cure for type 1 diabetes, because my sister has it. And for those of you who don't know, type 1 diabetes isn't something that you get because you are lazy, isn't something you get because you don't take care of your health. It's something that just happens to you, and you lose complete loss of your body being able to make insulin, where type 2, you either lose all of it or you lose most of the time. It's partially lost. Your body still produces some, but it doesn't produce enough. I want to find a cure for that, because I know someone who has it, and the amount of lives that can be changed, because if we do find a cure for it, to either reverse it or do something else after having type 1 diabetes, I know will impact so many people. And these people didn't just get it because of their lifestyle. It just happened. And that's something that I would like to do with this business, is use it as a tool to achieve that.
And I'm on the same page with Sailor. I'll be there every step of the way to see what we can do to do that. Anyways, like Sailor mentioned, we want to help people. Our passion in life is growth. And that includes any type of growth, anywhere. You know, we want people to be able to overcome addictions. We want people to be able to overcome diabetes. We want people to be able to get better every day. And the greatest tool to be able to do that is by making more money. The more money you make, the more people you can help. And that's why our focus right now is we want to make as much money as we can so we can help as many people as possible.
And again, there's a thought in a lot of people's mind, as it was placed in my mind when I was younger, is that if you have money, it can be a bad thing. Having too much of it can be a bad thing. But money doesn't change who you are. It makes you more of who you are. Money can't make you do anything. It's not alive, right? You make yourself do something, or someone else can make you do something. So I think that's a big misconception that is placed in a lot of people's minds, and we're going to prove people wrong about that. How we're going to do it is just like what we talked about.
And we believe God is very, very involved in this goal that we have, that he supports us. He wants us to do that, because the more people we can help, the more of God's children we can help. That's what God wants us to do on this earth, is to help other people become better human beings and know they can grow and help their family. And right now, what we're doing to do that is we are investing in ourselves. We are becoming the best we can be, so we can be good parents, so we can raise good kids who will then also raise good kids, who will then also raise good kids. Everything will start from who you are.
And so there's one thing that after this podcast that we want you to get from it is you have power over your life. But know that if you want someone who loves you, if you want someone who will help you, if you are willing to be humble enough to listen to God, include him in your life, there's no other person in your life who will help you more than he can. And putting him as a number one person in your life and as a number one priority in your life will change your entire life for the better.
There's no greater leader. There's no greater mentor. There's no greater father. I mean, he is the greatest at everything. If you want success, you could do it without God. You could. But imagine how much greater you could be with him.
Yeah, that potential, like you said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, David Goggins, their greatest fears, not reaching their potential. If you want to reach your potential, you have to include God.
Because he'll help you see what it is. It'd be really hard to see what your potential could be if you don't have God in your life. You could do it, but it would be really hard.
So again, this is just a little podcast talking about how we include God in our life. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. We fail. We suck. We're not the greatest at it, but we're trying. And we're trying to be better. And so we just want to end this podcast, again, giving thanks to God. And for all of you out there listening that will listen, we want you to know that we will achieve all these things that we talked about today because of God. And it's not going to be because of us, because we're exceptional. It's going to be because he's exceptional and he's decided to use us as a tool.
Yeah, we're normal human beings. No one is special. We're not special. We all have God on our side, and all the glory goes to him. So anyways, thanks everyone for listening. And Emerald, can you say bye?
Say bye-bye.
Go to mom.
Say bye.
Anyways. I'll say bye for Emerald because she doesn't want to say bye. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll have another one coming soon.
Yeah, see ya.